Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, our weekly spin-off podcast where I sit down with John Verhoeven, my ex-cop dad. Hi, I'm Paul. Here's the thing, folks. It's Dad's birthday today, and by today, I mean the day we record this, which is every Thursday at about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. So if you're not wishing him a happy birthday yesterday, then you've missed his birthday and you should probably shoot him a text. Either way, Dad, happy birthday. Can I ask just for the audience how... Is it impolite to ask how old you are?
No, not at all. I was born on the 8th of February, 1960.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. You can do the maths.
64.
Correct.
In the, you're officially old enough for the Beatles song.
Yeah. Had a lovely shout out from a wonderful fan who's skiing as we speak in Austria.
Oh, really?
So shout out to Selena.
That doesn't seem safe to be texting people while skiing, but...
She might be in the chairlift.
No, yeah, potentially. Listen, Dad, I wanted to run something by you real quick. So are you familiar with the Florida Man phenomenon?
No.
So in Florida, they have something called the Sunshine Law, which is a freedom of information legislation, and it means that arrest records and mugshots are all online. And if you Google Florida Man plus... pretty much any search term, you will be subjected to search results for basically any headline involving a Florida man in any crime. And because Florida is a pretty loose place, they've got pretty intense stuff going on with crime, a lot of really weird stuff over there in terms of searchable crimes. So something you can do online is you can type in Florida man and your birth date, and it will dredge up the headlines of criminals caught for very specific crimes on those dates. So in honor of your birthday, I thought I would do this. So Florida Man, February 8th, and just see what comes up, okay?
Mm.
Okay, here we go. Yep, I've got one. This is a February the 8th arrest. Florida man drunkenly claiming to be Mick Jagger in downtown Naples arrested. A Florida man, police say, declared he was Mick Jagger while drunk in downtown Naples was arrested on Monday. According to Naples Police Department, Eugene Bingham was disrupting in a number of downtown Naples restaurants, including Ocean Prime and Yabba's. Okay, so I've just realized Naples is an area in Florida, and he wasn't, in fact, in Italy.
Mm.
The thing about this, Dad, is it's just a litany of strange crimes. Another one, February the 8th, 2023. Florida man who broke into gas stations, stole dog food, smokes, caught after leaving behind debit card. Florida man steals alligator from golf course.
That shouldn't be an offense.
Tries teaching it a lesson. Florida man joyriding excavator, likely caused by substance abuse. So this...
That's all happening on my birthday.
Yeah, these are all birthday crimes. Now, the problem with the Florida man thing is, first of all, Florida is uniquely fucked in very specific ways, right? It's got a lot going on. Mm. It's a complex place with real socioeconomic, you know, struggles in different areas. But a lot of these crimes are committed by just dudes in their 30s on meth benders in the middle of trailer park country. But the problem is, of course, Florida has tried to argue that every other state has just as much crime, but because of the lack of the Sunshine Law, which is the one I mentioned to you before, where you can just, everything's on public record, you can search for, you know, Melbourne man, and you're not going to find stuff.
No.
Because we don't have those laws in place. Florida has this unique... on the record sort of approach. Mm. And people against this argument will go, well, no, Florida, look, it's chicken and egg. Florida is uniquely depraved and strange and complex. And they have the law that lets us Google even the most specific records. What do you think about this? And how would you feel if the worst day of your life was suddenly Googleable?
Does it have the photographs attached to these articles?
It's got photographs of things like the police station. Mugshots. Yeah, you get mugshots as well.
Okay, well, I find that that's problematic. I'm... You know, people occasionally have a bad day.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you go onto a golf course and, you know, try and sort of have your way with an alligator, I just...
Well, he was trying to teach it a lesson.
What, a golfing lesson?
Well, it was on a golf course, but I think that's just because they're in Florida. No, maybe? I mean,
Maybe he was trying to get it to fetch his balls.
Maybe.
Which sounds painful.
Yeah, okay.
Considering you only play with one ball and you keep it in a little bag.
You do.
And you then whip it out.
Yeah.
You pop it on the tee and you whack it. But look, alligators are a problem there.
Hmm.
I'm not sure whether they're as bad as our saltwater crocs, which are really, it's just not pleasant.
Question thing is, would Queensland give Florida a run for its money?
Definitely.
If you said Queensland, man, would you come up with similarly strange and depraved crimes?
Queensland, it's... And to all the Queensland listeners, we love you dearly.
We do.
But there is a theory in Australia,
for
listeners that may not know this, and that is that we have Australia as a country.
Yeah.
And then we have Queensland.
Have you heard that apparently... I heard this the other day that... When we were worried about the Japanese invading, there were serious talks about giving them Queensland. I didn't know. Have you heard this? Okay, Dad, I'm just going to read something here. This is from a government website, the Australian War Memorial website. It's an article called Brisbane Line. The Brisbane Line was an alleged plan to abandon Northern Australia in the event of a Japanese invasion. The allegation was made during an election campaign in October 1942 in Edward Ward... The Minister for Labour and National Services accused the previous government of planning this strategy. Okay, so it's an accusation. The accusation was unsubstantiated by Ward and firmly denied by Menzies and all members of the previous government. While Ward's allegations were unfounded, the War Cabinet had put in place strategies prioritising defence for vital industrial areas, blah, 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 blah. But the idea that there was an accusation that the government was planning on giving away everything north of the Brisbane line is... fascinating.
It is.
And
that does happen historically in war.
Yeah.
Where land is given.
Mm.
You know, that's why we have these complex negotiations post war to divvy up. And that's how in the longer term, historically speaking, we have created such incredible problems for lots of reasons. Because sometimes they get a really dud deal.
Yeah.
You know, because the country that's giving away the asset might give them what appears to be quite beautiful and maybe picturesque.
But actually, you're getting Queensland, is that what you're saying?
Well, let's talk about our vast minerals that we have here.
That's true. The mining rights alone for Queensland.
So imagine giving them something that they didn't know existed. For example, the gas in Queensland, the whole north of Australia that we export to... the Middle East and Singapore, our gas that we can't get it as cheaply as it's delivered in other countries, which again is a whole Pandora's box. But it did not happen. But I feel, here's a question, Paul.
Mm.
When you, me and Tegan went on our road trip,
yes,
we crossed into South Australia.
Yes,
I remember that, and it's there's a border crossing. It's not like in Asia, for example, where you go through checkpoints, but it's I sort of subliminally and subconsciously do get a slight sort of almost a waft of fresh air or change when you move into another state, and when they say things like you have to get rid of all your fruit and vegetables. There's no one there. There might be just a garbage bin, which strikes me as the honor system. But states are different. Go to Tasmania, go to Western Australia.
Yeah.
Go to Melbourne. The classic is the Sydney Melbourne sort of toing and froing. I was discussing Melbourne and how different it is to Sydney yesterday with some friends, it's palpably different for lots of reasons. So, you know, I guess I, coming back to Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
And
their sunshine law. Yeah.
I find it very problematic. Again, if you've just had a bad day and...
It's not like a bad day. Well, I mean, a bad day is it's part of a tapestry of choices and circumstances. And I'm not... I guess it's just interesting that Florida, which already has perception issues and, you know, some real voting problems, has now a voyeuristic element. But can I read this from the University of West Florida's website regarding the Sunshine Law? Mm. I just want to see what you think of the legalese here. Florida's Sunshine Law provides a right of access to governmental proceedings of public boards or commissions, i.e. meetings, and the Florida Public Records Act extends the right of access to include all documents and other materials made or received in connection with official business. Florida's government in the Sunshine Law, commonly called the Sunshine Law, passed in 1967. It requires that all meetings of any state, county, or municipal board or commission in Florida be open to the public and declares that actions taken at closed meetings are not binding. Basically, this means that I can't think of what isn't public record in Florida. And I would... I'm curious. I mean, 1967 is a long time ago, so it seems like this has been... This shouldn't come as any surprise to criminals, but the fact is that now Florida has become a bit of a meme, basically, because of its outlandish criminal records. So.
Yeah. Well, let's sort of dig a bit deeper. You are a criminal that has served your time.
Yep.
You come out of jail. I think in most circumstances, criminals do have a right to just blend in back into society.
But does it...
There are certain crimes.
Yeah, there we go.
And it's the crime that starts with a P. That's problematic. Yeah. Does one allow that person to be within close proximity of a school, for example? Does one allow that person to join an organization that has its brief is to nurture and look after children? So that is very... This is when society gets into all sorts of...
Gets complex.
Gets complicated.
Yeah, because, I mean, the belief in rehabilitation and forgiveness, this is stuff I believe in, at least in principle. And yet, I've not been tested in that respect. If somebody said, actually, the guy who moved in next to you is a, you know...
Well, you can't say is a.
Or was a. Was or did, a. Or did.
Or has served time for.
Sure. Or was accused of. Then it gets very woolly.
Or is accused. Then it's very problematic. What happens if you don't like someone and you decide to
accuse
write them. Something very offensive on their front fence? And for that 24 hours or however long it takes... If they're on a busy road, for example, you may have thousands of cars passing.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult for the people in that house to protest their innocence, even though it's based on nothing, simply a vendetta. Mm-hmm. There lies the big problem with social media. And the biggest problem with social media is getting to the truth, because...
The thing about the Florida law is I don't believe it applies to tweets.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Right, so you can't look up Florida man accused of blah unless it's actually happened on the public record, which isn't social media. So the Sunshine Law does not apply to stuff said online. It applies on the record, actual, you know, if you've been in court accused of a thing, then that will.
Now, in any court in your city,
yep,
or any city in Australia,
yep,
on this very day, after all our friends have listened to their podcast or our mm-hmm. podcast,
yep,
they can go to any courthouse in the land,
uh-huh,
in any country town, any major country city or large town or any city, yep, as in Sydney or mm-hmm. Melbourne, and they can, at 10 a.m., they can walk into the public gallery and listen to a trial. The trial can be murder.
Yep.
It can be rape. It can be... It's as diabolical as the crimes that we've ever discussed on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, they can sit in the gallery and see the defendant. They can see the jury. It's absolutely one of the pillars of our society that we are allowed to go in and watch. A lot of people don't know that, but you can just open the door
mm-hmm.
and walk in, providing you bow at the back as a sign of respect.
Right.
You just take your seat, and like I said, you can do it 5 days a week, and that's one of the things that's good. There are lots of countries in the world where you would never get that opportunity because there is not justice as we would perceive it. And of course, we have the jury system here, which they don't have in some countries,
mm-hmm.
including the Netherlands, which is interesting, where judges in the Netherlands and other countries. So you can't say that that's sort of a backward or retrograde step to not have juries, but it's in our system. And then you can then argue the point, which we've discussed in the past, is what happens if you've got an incredibly complex fraud matter where there's, on the balance of probabilities, some or maybe a lot of the jurors will have no inkling or understanding of the complexity of the case, of the evidence.
Yeah.
So then that throws up all sorts of things. But I guess it boils down to, I mean, if I went to jail for a crime, I would like to think that once I'd done my time, which brings me to an interesting point, Paul, and that in the next few weeks, one of the Snowtown offenders is being released.
Okay. Now, I know that there are a lot of people involved in the Snowtown case, and actually, you know, might be worth a revisit, but how pivotal was this person in the actual proceedings? Are we talking someone who stood and watched and let it happen, or someone who actually did the stuff?
He was involved in actually getting people to come, and then he was involved in some of the torture as an observer, but then he went into another room because he found it so terrible.
How many years ago was this roughly?
He served more than 20 years. And by all accounts, mm-hmm. he has been, and I'm going to use this word, and some people I can envisage already, their eyes will be rolling back into their heads where you just see the whites of their eyes, but he was a model prisoner. and he's going to be released. It's, mind you, there are people within that particular case that you and I covered in extreme detail that are never ever to be released. They will die in jail. But this particular person, it's.
How do you feel about that?
Look, I've read as much as I could in relation to this particular person and his role. And, I mean, he was sentenced to a particular custodial period.
Yeah.
And the law, he's applied for parole in previous years, which has been rejected. However, this time it's been accepted. There will be very strict, conditions to his parole. They clearly believe, the parole board, that there's very, 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 almost no chance of him reoffending. There will be people, of course, that say, yes, but there are cases of people that have been paroled and then they've just gone out that day.
Yeah.
However, we do hear about those people, and they're very small in number, but what we don't hear about are the majority of people that are released that don't reoffend.
But how do you feel? How would you feel? I mean, look, this person is never going to have a normal life again. Everyone around them is going to know what they did. I mean, at that point, I'd be going, is freedom... First of all, I couldn't live where I did. I couldn't come back to my hometown. I couldn't ever... You know, I would need to go and live in the middle of nowhere, or as far away from people who knew me as possible. Because otherwise, your life is not... It's not a life. You're just... It's done. The punishment continues after you leave prison. Now, I'm not saying that people who commit the Snowtown murders deserve to have a goddamn break. I'm not suggesting that in any way, shape, or form. The Florida man thing is an interesting analog because you do something very stupid. Maybe you're impoverished. Maybe you've got addiction issues. Maybe suddenly, because of this law, it's on the record. If you commit a notorious or are involved in a notorious series of serial killings, spree killings, massacres, whatever, and then you get out on even good behavior, you don't get that anonymity. You're done. Everyone knows who you are and what you did. So, how do you feel about that? I mean, this isn't an accusation. This is something he did it, right? This is objective crime.
I think you need to look at his particular role.
Right. Okay.
It will slightly temper, clearly, it is factored in with his sentence that he didn't get a life sentence.
Okay.
Not that life, generally life in Australia means...
20, 30 years? How long is that?
Or
40?
Nah. Look, 12 to 15 is considered.
Wait, are you sure?
Well...
Do you want to Google that?
Life actually doesn't mean life.
What?
No, it doesn't, because what it means, it has to be life with no... They actually have to write it into the sentencing... with no chance of parole or never to be released. Those words, never to be released, that's locked in.
A quick Google revealed to me just now that, yes, life actually constitutes 10 to 25 years.
Yep. A lot of people don't know that.
That doesn't seem like much.
Well, these are complex issues.
Yeah, of course. And I
regard myself as a very subjective sideline. We talk about these things, Paul. That's the thing about police. They get out there, no matter what you may think about how they operate, their job is to put the people before the courts. That is the job of the police. They don't think about them. It's not their job to determine, for example, the mental state of mind of the offender. There was a case in Glebe, a suburb in Sydney, a few years ago, where a couple came out. One of them was brandishing a samurai sword.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he basically cut this guy to pieces in broad daylight. The police rocked up. We now know that this particular offender had serious mental health issues, serious issues. The police, when they arrested the guy, they don't go, well, look, he's having a bad day. He's clearly unhinged. No, yeah. They don't. That's not their job. They arrest them. the court has to decide all that sort of stuff. And it's so complicated. And it's not a perfect system. We all know that. But it's something. But look, if we can maybe round up on a really positive note, Paul.
I would love to.
Can I tell you and the listeners some of the presents I got?
Oh my God! Yes, I love birthday stuff. I love presents.
I really love presents, and I love surprises.
Oh yeah.
From Anne, your mm-hmm. sister.
Yeah.
She called me about an hour ago, and she said, "Dad, I've just sent you an email." I opened it up. It was a year's top shelf membership to the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Oh, that's a great present.
It's a top present, and thank you very much, Anne. And then I got a call from someone. Oh, it was you.
Yeah.
And similarly, you said, "Dad, I've just sent you an email. Open this link." I opened the link, and there from you is a wonderful voucher to a top shelf sake distributor.
Yeah.
In Western Australia.
There's a place in Perth called Super Sake, and they're amazing. They import.
Yeah, so stuff. I'm going to go online and order a beautiful bottle that hopefully I can share with you.
I would love that.
And now Christine is taking me out for dinner, which is very exciting. But she also got me something that I'm really excited about. She got me an AeroPress.
Oh, God. I've got one. They're amazing.
With four bags
yeah.
of top shelf beans.
What are you using to grind them?
We have an electric grinder.
Okay.
And we did our first coffee this morning.
Yep.
It was beautiful.
I'm literally drinking an AeroPress coffee right now, Dad.
Oh, I'm very excited. And that's pretty exciting. My mum's going to take us out for dinner sometime. I love birthdays. One of our fans, who was a great pastry chef, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm going to his place. He lives close by
mm-hmm.
this morning, and he has, I believe, prepared an amazing dessert for Christine and myself to have
tonight. Oh, Dad, that's amazing.
Isn't that lovely? So,
that's lovely.
You know, birthdays are a good time. I would like to send my love and best wishes to all our listeners and fans. Paul and I are incredibly grateful. Yeah. We don't take anything for granted. Trust me, we really appreciate your, I won't say dedication, but you know, it's a good Loose Units family. We did touch on something that we may touch on again next week without touching on it this week, and that is that we are going to, we've got a bit of an idea about a new season.
We have a new season launching soon. Shadow Files has been our longest season yet. I mean, I'm talking hundreds of episodes. And we have a brand new season starting soon with a brand new premise and a brand new... We're doing something different. It's super exciting.
I'm
beyond excited about this new season of ours. We'll be announcing some stuff soon. It's surprisingly close, but it's involved a lot of research. So Dad and I have kind of been, you know, hunkered down doing that, wanting to keep things quiet. So yeah, there's going to be a new season, probably a new theme song, new cover art.
Love it.
We're doing the whole hog, so it's going to be really, really great. That's why we've been so excited about 2024, folks, is because, you know, new stuff happening. So, we're really excited about the coming year. We hope you're all doing well. Thank you so much for all the kind words. And happy birthday to Dad, who's another year, another dollar.
All right, mate. I love you. And thank you once again, everyone.
Have a great weekend, folks, and we will see you soon for more Loose Units. Bye.
Cheerio.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.